Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here with the sports news again is Darren Frell. Morning again, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. Well, the GAA and their county boards met last night. We were discussing this yesterday and they were discussing how to deal with possible tax liabilities going into the future. It's understood that the revenue are reviewing team holidays, referee expenses, nutritional allowances, as well as management and backroom expenses. So last week, Mayo became the second county after Galway to confirm they would not be signing off on their 2024 accounts due to the outstanding engagement with the revenue commissioners. RTE Sport understands that the boards will, like the GAA HQ, to deal with the revenue directly on the matter. No county board contacted by us is willing to speak about the situation while this process is ongoing. Now, in the Champions League, Aston Villa are almost certainly qualified for the knockout rounds. They beat RB Leipzig 3-2 away from home last night. The winner scored by Ross Barkley 5 minutes from time. And Liverpool's 1-0 win away to Girona should be enough for them to finish in the top eight and secure an automatic place in the last 16. Mo Salah's penalty, the only goal there in that game. Celtic still have a chance of progressing after another draw. This time a scoreless one away to Dinamo Zagreb. They're now unbeaten in four games in all competitions and they'll host Young Boys next. And then they're away to Aston Villa, but they're in pretty good shape. Tonight, Manchester City face Juventus in the live game on RTE. City's Ruben Dias has been addressing City's recent poor form and disappointing results. They have won one game in their last nine outings. Dias believes that these tough times will define their legacy as a club.
We're not in the most beautiful moment right now. We want to overcome it and this is the next one. So it's about staying strong, it's about staying positive and it's about looking forward and this is what we see when we look forward. So, yeah.
31 goal conceded, never happened before. How do you explain?
Well, I guess now it's not the time to think about explanations and even to be looking about, obviously look about what we have to do better, and it's the time to react, it's the time to be better, to get the results and as a team keep on believing, and I think that's the time for that now. Obviously Champions League now, different focus from the Premier League, but still same level of difficulty, and we know that the only way for us to win is to be our best version. And that takes a lot of work, and I think it's the only way to move forward is to actually interiorize the only way to be here and compete is to be our best version.
Yeah, Juventus Manchester City live on RTE2 this evening. Today, FIFA will confirm Saudi Arabia as the host for the 2034 World Cup. They are the only bid for the tournament, but there are a number of nations who have voiced their opposition due to their human rights record. Norway has confirmed they'll not be using their vote when it is taking place later today. The 2030 finals will be shared among six nations, Spain, Portugal and Morocco, so they'll host it jointly. But there will be other games then played, single games in Uruguay, Argentina and Paraguay. Still can't get my head around that, the different continents, and why give one game to these countries and three other nations hosted. Just going down a very weird sort of road, if you ask me. But lots of speculation around the tournament in Saudi Arabia and maybe about it moving to the winter again, like in Qatar. But the European leagues are thought to be very strongly against that this time around. Bavian Parsons has broken her leg, which makes her a doubt for Ireland's Six Nations campaign next year. She confirmed the news on social media yesterday evening. She suffered the injury while playing for the Irish Sevens team in Cape Town on Saturday. Ellen Walsh set four Irish national records and finished fifth in a final on the first day of the World Aquatic Swimming Championships in Budapest. That fifth place was in the 200 individual medley. Her big event is the 400 later in the week.
Yeah, I'm trying not to think about it. I guess that's probably the one that hits the most, I think, that hits the most nerves. But yeah, it's a while away and I can only use this to build into it. And I think I've two more races before that 400. So looking forward to my sleep in tomorrow morning. I don't get them very often, so I'll be definitely taking one tomorrow. And then, yeah, Thursday, I think it's either the 100 IM or the 100 fly. So it'd be nice to break a couple more records. So yeah.
Yeah, enjoy the sleep, Ed Ellen. Last month, Conor Purcell earned his playing card for the DP World Tour season. He qualified via the Challenge Tour. He won two times on that last season. And believe it or not, the new season begins this week at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship in South Africa. Conor will be on the start line this time tomorrow morning and he's looking forward to playing this event and the Mauritius Open the following week before he returns home for Christmas.
Yeah, just really excited to kind of kickstart what I feel like is the start of my career. It's been a couple of years before I've been able to get up onto DP, and just nice to get the ball rolling and feel like I have a good year ahead of me. I feel like I've probably just come through every stage bit by bit over the last few years, and if you asked me probably 4 years ago, I felt like it would have been a big jump, but now I feel like I've earned my stripes at each level and feel like the Challenge Tour has just prepared me to go out there and do more of the same next year, and yeah, hopefully I can be at home straight away.
That's Conor Purcell there. Good luck to him. That's all your sport for now.